From the Cineonic Laser Theater here at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, welcome to The Inside. CinemaCon, the convention where cinema operators and studio executives come together to share strategies for the future, is in full swing in Las Vegas. And halfway through, there's an unmistakable air of growing confidence for an industry coming through a brutal time. I'm Jim Chabon, and with me is our co-host for this series, Wim Byans. He serves as CEO of Cineonic, and he's here in Las Vegas to meet with partners and exhibitors as well. Welcome, Wim. It's good to see you in person again.
Yeah, good to see you, Jim.
Yesterday was really, we had a great conversation with Mark Zarate, the CEO of Cinemark Theaters, who operates more than 6,000 movie screens in the U.S., and John Fithian, who's the president of the National Association of Theater Owners, who produced CinemaCon. And I just wanted, it was a great conversation, but what do you make of what they had to say? What was your takeaway from listening to them for 45 minutes?
You know, it was a very, passionate conversation, right? Let me start with that. I think there was many takeaways I would think about, but if I have to pick a few of them out, I think that John was very focused, or better, in tune about how strong the cinema industry is going to be moving forward, right? So I think that it was very bullish to it. So John was very bullish on how the cinema business is going to look forward. Also in the fact of the importance of CinemaCon, getting customers here, being back on the train for that. So I think that was definitely a strong takeaway. And I think from Mark Zarate from Cinemark, I think that he, the belief of that we're going to go with this very strong Q4, very strong titles, which is coming up, that people are coming back to the theaters. The vaccination, percentage is increasing, right? So people are going to feel safer moving forward. So I think there was a very positive message. They were very passionate from both of them, but also very much with realistic, right? I think realistic about streaming, realistic about, COVID. So I could see two people which very well know what they're talking about. So yeah,
I thought Mark was fascinating because at a gathering of movie theater operators, you would expect someone to speak of Netflix or Amazon as somehow not just a competitor but almost an enemy. And I thought it was interesting that Mark said that he'd be welcoming to Netflix and Amazon if they wanted to bring their movies first to movie theaters for an exclusive window. And it's something I hadn't thought about. And here he is opening the door to the streamer, saying, if you've got something that might make a great movie and you'd let us have it exclusively, come talk to us. I just thought that was a very, very creative idea.
No, absolutely. I think that COVID has accelerated some trends. But both gentlemen really were realistic about that COVID also has some positive outcomes. And I think that the what's going to be the future theatrical window, the fact that streaming services willing to bring their content to theaters are positive outcomes, I believe, from what COVID has accelerated it. So
I thought it was interesting that John mentioned that we're entering what he called an era of experimentation, where the industry will redefine what the theater experience means. And you are constantly talking about we need to rethink the whole experience, whether it's parking or the concession area or the lobby area, all the way into the cinema hall. And it's as if COVID has given us this reason to rethink everything. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. When you think in terms of experimentation, what do you think they're talking about?
Well, you're 100% right that I and both gentlemen mentioned that the cinema experience will have to be different than what you get at home. And, when you shake an industry, like I think the cinema industry has been shaken, closing theaters, meaning not being able to open during COVID, that when they're opening again, which is what's happening as we speak, they're going to have to be able to show a better experience than before. So I think that they were alluding to technology, right? How technology can improve the visual and the sound experience, absolutely, but also how the services, they also alluded to that, how food and beverages, you're going to have to be more upscale in some markets. You're going to have to bring a more VIP services in other markets. So those kind of things, I can see a much more, I would say, advanced conversation in that, which I can only, give my support to, because I believe that's what we need as an industry. And I think the fact that as much both gentlemen, but also the exhibitors, in my opinion, realize that's what's needed tomorrow. And so we need to think about it today.
Well, when business is great and the profits are there, it maybe is so, it's easier not to say, why change anything? Let's stay with the status quo. Yeah. Things like this challenge everybody, and they get creative. And I think that's really maybe one of the few silver linings to this whole COVID experience. We're day three, and we're now seeing a more complete picture of the major movies coming out this fall. And to those of you who are listening, just so that you understand what happens here at CinemaCon, the Coliseum at Caesars is a concert venue where Elton John performs and other major music stars. What happens is that NATO and CinemaCon take over the Coliseum, and with the help of Cineonic and other major tech companies, they refit it to be a movie theater for 4,000 people for the week. And each day, in the morning, one studio will take it. In the afternoon, another studio will take it. They take the venue, and they show, in about 90 minutes, a lineup of their upcoming movies to really get the audiences excited. And I would have to say the reactions this week have been really positive. And when I want to, let me just read to you some of the films that we've got coming up. I'd love your take on these. James Bond, No Time to Die. Spider-Man, Tom Holland, No Way Home. Matrix 4 with Keanu Reeves. Shang-Chi from Marvel. Then The Eternals, also from Marvel, directed by Oscar winner Chloe Zhao. Top Gun Maverick from Tom Cruise, West Side Story from Steven Spielberg, Cry Macho from Clint Eastwood, Dune with Timothy Chalamet and Josh Brolin from Warner Brothers. This is just a partial
impressive
list,
right?
And we're 3 days in there.
Absolutely.
Three more presentations. Which one of, do you look through these titles? And you and I have done this for a while. I can't recall this many major players and directors bringing blockbuster movies, and you look at this and think, this is the kind of thing that could get everybody back into movie theaters, right? But do you look at these and are there titles that you think stand out as really could be global hits?
Yeah, I think that many of them, by the way, right? So it's not like there's one of them, but I the great thing is that it's multiple titles. I think they're going to hit different markets in different ways. So that means that I think the whole global market will be impacted positively by them. But I think, you know, one of my favorites definitely is the James Bond one, right? The James Bond, I think, is going to be very globally, very impressive. Of course, we've been waiting for it very long. I think they gave a very strong message today. It's going to happen this year. The date is fixed. So everything, what we all wanted to hear, by the way. But that's definitely a strong one. But I think also things like Top Gun or like, you know, Matrix 4, you know, names which people know about, people are really keen to see it coming back, what the next, you know, storyline on this is going to be, is going to do great. And then you got some new titles there, which I think are very promising too. So, no, it's there are titles which people can recognize and people know it's going to be a great experience. It's going to be, I'm going to enjoy it kind of thing, right? And that's what you want to have. And many of those titles will bring that. So I think it's one hell of a lineup. And that's why I do believe you're going to have a strong Q4 moving forward.
So this all comes back to how comfortable the consumer is, right? And you've been in back-to-back meetings with the exhibitors who are your partners here. What are you hearing and what are you feeling about how confident they are about the next few months?
I think that, you know, the consumer confidence is not influenced by just the content or by the exhibitors, right? I mean, the exhibitors, what I can see is the content lineup you just mentioned, right? Absolutely there. On the exhibitor side, the people we've spoken here and the people who've been out here are here because they want to make the next step. They want to bring the next experience. They want to, you know, see what is from technology, from other things going to drive them up. Premium is a big thing, right? We see premium is going to definitely attract customers. And many of the titles you mentioned deserve that premium kind of experience. That's definitely in the lift. And that's why a lot of the exhibitors, they are here. And if that to do that with laser, or if they have specific premium, you know, solutions like we have with our Synionic Giant Screen. It's variants of doing something special. I see that. The confidence, I think, of the audiences is going to be based on other things, right? That's going to be based on how COVID goes. And the Delta variant is one example of that. I don't think we have that fully under control. But I think the vaccination, which I see is increasing, that's going to drive confidence. And people being, look at the show here, right? People being very diligent with, you know, the masks they're using, with the fact that people have to show that they have been, you know, don't have COVID before they come in and wearing, you could say, this wrist. Those are the kind of things which create confidence, I believe. And some of those things we probably will find back in cinemas too. But I think that the lineup, the fact that people, the theaters know how to operate with a 50% capacity to make sure they keep things, you know, some seats free, the fact that they know how to keep their cinemas clean and stuff like that, those are, I think, they went through that already, right? So don't need to learn that. It's not the first time. So that's why I think people will come back.
It feels as if to me in watching and listening that if the news just gets gradually better,
right.
We don't have any other terrible spikes, but things gradually get better. It seems as if we're really on the mend here. The one thing that I thought was interesting is I don't think I appreciate the leadership of our industry as much as I do at a time like this. And I think of John, I think of Mark, Adam Aaron was on stage, Mookie was on stage from Regal Cinema. These companies, these leaders really stepped out on stage. They brought their managers to this event. They said this event's gonna go on. And I have to say, I really admire the people, your company, you, the leadership of these groups that say, look, we've got to lead this industry out of this. And I think that was on display this week too.
No, absolutely. I think everybody who came here sticked out his neck, right? But also because of belief and passion they have for the industry, but clearly also with facts and figures, right? I mean, you have to have content, you have to have great experiences, otherwise you don't attract those audiences. So I think that, no, the leadership, I believe, have stepped up. Or at least showed their face in a very constructive, positive way. I also saw the Mexican. I saw Cinepolis was
yes,
here. You know.
Yes.
So that's what we need in times like this. And it also shows that this industry really is consists of a lot of people which really want to make this happen, right? And we stick together to it. The other, you know, you said earlier about what message did you hear today. It's about that we have to stick together in the industry. If it's now between the content creators or the exhibition world, but together we have to get out of it. And then also on the technology side and so on. So the togetherness building this industry is a silver lining, I believe, I heard. And many of the leaders of the companies have been here to really express that and give that message an extra dimension. Yeah.
Well, we have several more studio presentations go, and we'll have a chance to wrap up final thoughts afterwards early next week. In the meantime, thank you, Wim and Synionic, for hosting our podcast here at Synionic World at CinemaCon. It's been a great pleasure, and thanks to you all for listening.
Thanks, Jim.
The Insiders is proudly presented by Synionic. Synionic's future-ready enhanced service and technology solutions provide compelling cinema experiences, peace of mind, and financial flexibility. Today, with more than 90,000 projectors installed globally, over half of the world's cinemas are illuminated by Synionic. Visit Synionic.com and discover why theaters look to Synionic to provide the solutions of tomorrow today.